So we were just speaking of compassion, which is the rahmah, which marks the beginning of every surah of the Quran. It was translated as true charity or purest love by very famous Catholic prelates and French theologians in the 17th century. They had heard of a great woman, a saint, who had been discovered by the Crusaders amongst the Saracens of Palestine. And they believed her to be a Christian. And they devoted monumental books to none other than Rabia al-Adawiyya, describing her as the portrait of true compassion. This remarkable woman, whose passionate poems are still memorized and chanted from Malaysia to Mauritania, is known in Islam as Shahidat al-Ishq al-Ilahi, the true witness of God's love. But Shahid does not only mean witness in Arabic. Just as in Greek, where the word martyrs means witness and becomes martyr in the New Testament, the word Shahid in the Quran denotes someone who dies out of devotion to God. The first martyr of Islam was a woman, Sumayya. She was the sixth person to embrace the faith right after the beginning of the revolution to the Prophet Muhammad. She was tortured for days by the police of Mecca under the blazing sun. And finally, she was stabbed and impaled with a spear in front of her young son. But she remained steadfast and died as a martyr, everlasting first witness of Islam. In my country, Sicily, the patron saints, miraculous healers whose sacred veils protect from earthquakes, eruptions, breast cancer, and rape, are all women, young virgins starved to death, blinded or burnt alive or torn apart by their fortitude for determination. Their luminous path is still very much alive in our people. It would therefore seem that through the ages and across religion, in the West as in the East, the virtues of compassion, true love, and witnessing the truth and dying for the truth have been recognized as an essentially feminine vocation. And yet, when a year and a half ago, Daria Dugina, a young philosopher who represented Europe at its best with her ability to fuse Greek metaphysics and Christian tradition, when she was brutally murdered in a terrorist attack, no Roman prelate celebrated her as the champion of devotion. No outraged feminist called for international sanctions for this crime. No NGO nominated her for a human rights award. Why? Is it just because Daria was Russian and proud to be part of a nation which she described as capable of compassion and empathy? Is it because, according to her, and like the competing wolfman, the Russian soul has a softness, a lack of rigid rationality, which it turns into strength, reconnecting the world and healing the wounds? No, it is not so. Nobody had taken the pain to listen to this extraordinary polyglot philosopher, who was also an athletic, elegant, artistic, modern woman. Daria's desire for perfection and beauty and her eagerness to contemplate the absolute essence of truth were simply hidden behind the appearance of a young journalist. Like all her martyred predecessors, she was an ancilla abscondita, a devoted servant of God, protected behind the veil of normality. It was only when, confronting the empire of chaos, Daria raised her name, Platonova, like a flag to affirm that being a woman today means choosing between two opposite archetypes, that finally the enemy noticed her. Because she had revealed the imperative choice that awaits all women today. The deadly and compelling confrontation that should have remained concealed under gender issues and feminist grievances. Either to be allured by the triumphant role model of Dido, there was the Phoenician queen who invoked the forces of the underworld to curse with a satanic ritual her lover Aeneas.
1 minute.
Yes, that she failed to distract from his divine mission, or to follow as a tremendous risk the sacred path of Dante, Dante's Beatrice, the perfect being who leads her man beyond the highest levels of paradise up to the contemplation of God. Daria has shown us the way to follow if we seek to build the multipolar world from above, contemplating the stars and leaving the sewers behind. It is the duty of us all women who are here today and believe that compassion is our mission and tradition our steed, to pick up the torch of charity and devotion, that inner flame of the heart that preserved Daria's body and kept it intact, miraculously uncorrupted by the murderous fire. That torch will lead us and protect us. It is up to us to pick it up and carry it on right now, lighting the path of mankind, blackened out by violence, ambition, and arrogance. Thank you.